Now, I did promise you, Jan de Vries would be stepping in with us this afternoon again, and I'm delighted to see him. He's looking well too. Jan, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes, you got to be haircut too. You and I both.
Well,
you and I both.
Do that's
you
know, hard.
I have some hot water there for you, and I wanted you to pick a wee tea. There's three fennel. Tell you what we've got.
That's lovely.
Got three fennel. We've got green tea. Do you like green tea? Do you like it?
I love it.
There's a couple of different ones. You can rip it up on yourself, sure, and dunk it into your tea there. And I'll get these queries all. There's people coming in. And what's that one?
That's the Puka tea.
Yes, it's Puka tea. It's like a wee selection box. I like it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'm trying to treat my guests these days. I need to look after you. Make sure you're okay. Now, loads of people coming in with loads of queries, so let's get through them now. Could you ask Jan to help me? What could I take for hot flushes? I've tried nearly every herbal remedy, but nothing has worked. I can't take HRT, family history of breast cancer. That's Paula coming in with that. What would you suggest, Jan?
Well, one of the finest remedies is called Menosan.
Menosan.
Menosan. M-E-N-O-S-A-N. Menosan twice a day, 15 drops. Mm-hmm. If our listener has used that before and hasn't helped, there is a remedy called Vitrogen. P-H-Y-T-O-G-E-N.
Okay.
Which is actually an alternative HRT.
Oh.
Completely natural. Works very, very well and is very, very good.
Okay, so Vitrogen. P-H-Y-T-O-G-E-N. Or, and the other one is Menosan.
Menosan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Paula, you can try either of those and see how you get on. Do let us know, because it's always nice to let other people know if it worked for you. Now, can you see the screen in front of you, Anne? Sharon's asking there about Morton's Neuroma. What is that?
A Morton's Neuroma can be helped very much with a remedy called Atrogel.
Atrogel.
Atrogel. Mm-hmm. It depends where the Morton's Neuroma is. Usually it's in the feet. But rub it with Atrogel night and morning, and that will help terrifically.
Okay. Do you know what I get? And I've asked you this before. I can't remember what you recommended. But do you know when the tips of your fingertips get really cold?
Oh, that's Raynaud's disease.
What is that? Tell me what I should do about that.
Okay,
sorry, I know I'm not here to sort out my own problems, but other people have told me they get it too.
Yeah, Raynaud's disease is one that is quite common. And it affects you in the extremities, the end of your fingers, end of your toes.
Yeah.
Go blue or cold or even... can't even go black. Yeah. It's bad. It's a circulatory problem, a blood circulatory problem, which can be very much helped with the remedy Hypericum.
How do you spell that?
H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-U-M.
Uh-huh.
Hypericum. Vitamin E, twice a day, 400 units.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful. And maybe some extra vitamin C.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad you didn't say stay away from anything from the pig or any dairy products or any wine, because that would have ruined my day. Carol and Billy here, could you ask Jan if I can take anything for thyroid problems? What would you recommend?
Well, with thyroid, you have, of course, to be careful, because thyroid is one of the endocrine glands that affects all the other six endocrine glands. There's seven endocrine glands in total.
Mm-hmm.
Very good thing I always find with thyroid is nasturtium.
Nasturtium?
Nasturtium that grows in your garden wild. It's very good.
And
nasturtium is actually very nice in a salad. If you gather some nasturtium, the flowers and the leaf, cut it fine and put it to your salad. It's brilliant for thyroid.
My goodness, that's something that doesn't cost you anything, Billy. Do you know anybody who is growing
that? If
there
is a real thyroid problem and people are on thyroxine and all these sort of things, there is another thing next to it called metabolic advantage.
Metabolic advantage. M-E-T-A-B-O-L-I-C.
Twice a day,
advantage.
Tablet is very helpful.
Okay, so Billy, you can try that and see how you get on. John Marrow has a query for you. He has shingles, and a lot of people actually come on the show and ask about remedies for shingles. John, are you there?
Yes, hello, Cara.
Hi, John. Hi, John. John, you're through to Jan there. Go ahead.
Hello, Jan.
Hello, John.
All right. I was wondering, sir, if you possibly would have any remedies for shingles. It's on the body, right near the below the chest, and it's very irritating and painful.
Well, it is a nasty, painful situation. In Scotland, we have a poet called Robert Burns, and he said that toothache was the hell of all diseases, but shingles is worse.
Mm.
It's a nasty, nasty problem.
It is quite right.
there is a few things that you can do. In the first place, you have to be very careful that you don't wash shingles with water and soap. Don't get soap near it because it gets 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the finest thing for if the shingles are very, very painful is to dab with a leek. Or leek juice, dab it with that. It's a bit smelly, but it works very well. And then thirdly, there is a very good homeopathic remedy that is helpful, and it's called R, capital R for Richard, number 68.
R68?
R68. Okay. Twice a day, 15 drops will immediately help the shingles.
Immediately?
Yeah. Okay.
It seems to be an ongoing thing, Jan, like 3 to 4 weeks now.
Oh, it can be very nasty. As I said, that's the only thing that works very well is R68.
So you want to try that then, John. And also try the leek as well.
It's actually terrific relief if you use the leek juice.
Yeah.
Or if a leek and dab it with a leek.
That can soothe it as well.
Yeah, oh, it's tremendous.
All right.
That's
John,
good.
Listen, all the best with that. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, thanks for calling, John.
Okay,
bye-bye now.
Bye.
Robert's wondering, have you got any remedy for intermittent loss of smell and taste? He says if he pinches the top of his nose, he can taste what he's eaten. But apart from that, he can't taste. Well, how come?
Well, we have of course, 5 senses. And one of them is smell or taste. But their senses, if you lose them, you lose your sense of living, I always say, because it's awful to lose that.
Imagine eating food and not being able to taste it.
Yeah, that's it. He can get it quickly back if he takes some zinc twice a day, 15 milligram. Mm-hmm. Zinc, 15 milligram. Then there is a remedy called Ectosept. Ectrosept, Ectosept. Twice a day, 15 drops. Mm-hmm. And should that not help, then he could do acupuncture treatment.
Okay. But you can get it back.
Yeah.
You definitely can get it back. Yeah. My goodness, that's great. Robert, there you go. That's good news, isn't it? So you're going to try a couple of things. Zinc, you're going to try 15 milligrams.
Zinc, twice a day, 15 milligram. Yeah.
And Ectosept,
yes.
People always ask, where do you get these things? But your local health shop, I'm sure, would stock those sort of things. Yeah. Okay. Now, all fails, then, Robert, you can look at acupuncture as a possibility. A couple of queries here on text. Fiona's asking about irritable bowel syndrome. She says, I get terrible cramps. Why?
Well, irritable bowel syndrome is a very nasty one, and lots of people have problems with it. Can be easy helped. There is a super remedy called Bowel Essence that works brilliantly for it. Mm-hmm. If it's a very constant one that nothing helps, there's a remedy called Iberogast, Iberogast. And people with irritable bowel syndrome must avoid as possible stress, because it's usually stress and wrong foods that causes it.
Right, okay.
And try and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
But Bowel Essence is usually a very great answer, or Iberogast.
Okay, Fiona, you have to ask yourself, do you get stressed out often? Is that maybe bringing it on? So you need to be careful of that. Davy in Carrick says, can you ask Jan to help me here? I suffer with bad heartburn every day, all day, every day. It sounds awful.
Well, with heartburn, you have, of course, to watch certain foods, acidity foods. Mm-hmm. And the biggest acid foods that we know is anything from the pig, pork, sausages, bacon, ham, gammon, citrus foods as oranges and grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Lemon is okay because lemon goes alkaline. Mm-hmm. And chocolate. These are all the ones who cause a lot of acid. Mm-hmm. There is a very good remedy, however, called Centurium.
Okay.
Centaurium. Centurium. Mm-hmm. Twice a day, 15 drops.
Okay.
Will clear the acidity very quickly.
Okay, good stuff. Now, Maria's asking about psoriasis. She suffers from that. She's on the line. Maria, hello there.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Maria. Hi. Maria, you're through to Jan de Vries. Go ahead.
Hello, Jan.
Hi,
my son is 27 years of age, and he's been suffering from, he was 7 with same rashes, but the breakout on his face, very, very raw and burny.
Oh, dear.
So when he goes to the doctor refers him to the hospital. By the time he gets an appointment in the hospital, they're all cleared.
Yeah.
you know. So he was at the hospital on Friday there for 5 hours, and they just sent him home with the same stuff that he uses.
Right. Well, there's a condition like that. A very good remedy to help is an Indian capsule called the Indian capsule. It's only one capsule in the morning. Works very, very well. And there is a new formula called Skin Formula. Mm-hmm. Twice a day a capsule. These two will help him terrifically. So it's an Indian capsule first thing in the morning and twice a day one capsule Skin Formula.
And that will help clear it up. How long will it
take? Terrifically. He also has to be a bit careful with his diet.
Yeah.
Avoid acid foods.
Okay. How long will it take to clear up if he takes those
things? It can take up a month or so.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to take a wee bit of time. It's not like
takes
an overnight
a little
thing.
Bit time, yeah.
A little bit of time, right.
Yeah. Okay, Maria, I hope that
okay,
works for him.
Thanks.
Okay,
right,
Maria.
Thanks very much,
all the best.
Thank
good
you.
To talk to you, Maria. Thanks.
Bye, Maria.
Right, let me see, just to finish off, a couple of other ones just coming in here. I'm trying to get through them as efficiently as I can. Somebody's asking about piles. Can you help? Is there anything that you can do? Anybody suffering from piles?
Well, piles, hemorrhoids or varicose veins, all these problems are a problem of the blood circulation. So you always have to look that you get your circulation right. There's some very good remedies for it. For piles, one of the best remedies is horse chestnut.
Horse chestnuts.
Horse chestnut. And there is a very good remedy called Vino Force. Mm-hmm. V-E-N-O Force, Vino Force. Twice the capsule.
Okay.
And watch a little bit foods like alcohol, nicotine, very spicy foods, because that makes the hemorrhoids very much worse.
Okay. Audrey's on the line. She wants a word with you. Audrey Sloan. Audrey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hi,
I have
Audrey.
A quick question
Go
for
ahead.
Dan. I'm recovering from breast cancer.
Yes.
5 years down the line. And yeah. Subsequently, I have now been told that I have a genetic disorder, as in hemochromatosis.
Yes.
Too much iron.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, because of the damage to my veins, the hospital cannot do a straightforward venous section.
No.
As in to remove the iron.
No.
So the alternative is a chelating drug, Disferal.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, had you maybe an alternative as opposed to going down the route of more drugs, you know?
Well, with hemochromatosis, you have to be a bit careful what you take, of course, and especially with the iron problem you have. A very safe remedy that you can use, and that is allowed to use, if you use it wisely, is ginkgo biloba, twice a day, 5 drops.
Sorry, what is it again?
Ginkgo biloba. G-I-N-G-I-N-G-K-O. And then B-I-L-O-B-A. Biloba.
And that is a safe, maybe, alternative?
Twice a day, 5 drops, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, that's fantastic. I'll look into that.
And, okay, Audrey, do a wee bit of research yourself on it.
You can.
I will indeed. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
You can also take a little vitamin C as well, okay?
Audrey, a little vitamin C as well.
That's lovely. Thank you.
That's fine, Audrey.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All the best, Audrey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So a couple of suggestions there. The ginkgo biloba, it's G-I-N-G-K-O-B-I-L-B-O-A.
B-O.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you can, and like I say, all those things available in your local health store. Of course, if you want to hook up with Jan de Vries, you can do that directly because he's got a website, and I have somewhere, Jan, I have your details. Right, I have it. Look at this. Organized.
Yeah, you're organized.
Jan at framorhealth.com. And a lot of people are spelling Jan Y-A-N. It is not. It's J-A-N. So it's Jan, J-A-N, at framorhealth.com. Jan de Vries, thank you for joining us and thanks for your help. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you so much.